Now, all right, so here we go to Eric, and this is no time for rational thinking, it appears, for most folks. And today we're talking with Allison Fay, and I titled this Patriots Protest. I see a lot that Allison does, and I value her opinion. I think she'll have a lot to say. We're going to discuss there's that phone again.
twofer.
I just answered and hung up. I'm not sure what that was, but it was some kind of weird recording thing.
Probably just a bill collector.
So anyways, here we are back. An honest and informative, patriotic, conservative American. Welcome, Allison. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are y'all guys doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeehaw.
You know what, I look at what's occurred here, and it is, to me, apparent a time that, I'm sorry, I've interrupted, gosh, history is being set right now with what's occurred out in Oregon, with the Bundys and everybody. It is a definite declaration of war by the government against the people. And the very idea that a peaceful protest, what's occurred is what they were protesting happened to them. And not only arrested and murdered, it being held without bond, press, you know, they're talking about gag orders and stuff. So, Allison, where do you see that this is going?
Well, first off, we live in a lawless nation if the law only applies to some and not all. We see our politicians doing far worse than anything we've done, and yet, you know, we're held accountable and they are not. We are living in very interesting times where, you know, people are afraid to stand up and voice their opinion. People are afraid of the wrath the government is going to, you know, come down on us with. That's what I see. I see the people are scared. You know, they're scared of taking a stand.
Well, a lot of people did across the nation have protest rallies. But it does say that there's people are paying attention, and I think I saw it. 50% of people, no, it was more than that, believe that 9/11 was an inside job, and I think probably 80% of people don't trust the government. It's really looking just like we imagine history to have been in Nazi Germany. I mean, we're right here on the edge, and it's pretty scary thought that. What may be in store for us.
Yeah, I agree. I agree that we are seeing history repeat itself. We definitely are. And, you know, we're going to need a lot more than a bunch of protests. We're going to need to come together. It's the only way we're going to defeat this tyranny. Alone we can't do it. But, you know, if we all stood together and, you know, said no more, we could, you know, we could change things. Change isn't going to come from one man. Change is going to come from the people.
Where do you think that we could get together at? I mean, we hear this a lot, you know, if we could all get together, but how, what's some of the ways that we might be able to do that better?
Well, communication is key. You know, we set up these rallies and thousands of people say they're going to come, but then when you get there, there's only, you know, 100 people or 50 people. You know, we need to get the numbers, and in order to get the numbers, we need to, I guess, communicate with each other better, educate one another better. You know, I think we let a lot of things divide us. And really, our differences will make us stronger. You know, if we actually and talked through our differences, we might see that we'd get ahead, you know, instead of, like I said, letting all the things that they use to divide us, we need to conquer that.
Yeah, I think we really missed a really big opportunity there in Oregon. Instead, everybody was falling for the narrative and the division. The native peoples there should have came and took part of it. Everybody has their own needs that you know are the government is coming against everybody, and to think that you can put somebody else's idea down because you don't agree with their political stance or what it is that they're hoping to accomplish, and realize that it's all the same. Now, to say, well, we need state parks, you know, run by the government. Well, that's not the issue when you consider actually who is running the system there and why they are running. It's not never what they say it's about. You know, we do need conservation, and ranchers have been conservationists for a long time. If they didn't take care of the land out there, they wouldn't be able to graze their cattle the next year. And it's not exclusive right for the running cattle. There's many access to the land that is being locked up, and it's all a matter of retaining the resources to stand against the debt. This Federal Reserve system that was created that is completely private, and beyond just the paper, the valueless of paper and the faith in that. That's the same faith that people are hoping that the government provides and you know, all lies. Hey, thanks, Barman, for the tweet there. Yes, now live with Channel 3, RealLibertyMedia.com, Patriots Protest with Allison Fay. We're talking about where we are in history right now. And, Al Anthony says, with some of the lessons I get from him, Behind the Woodshed, Real Liberty Media, Sunday afternoons right here, 3 o'clock Eastern time. For some of our new listeners listening right now, and we'll be listening also downstream when I put this post up onto YouTube. Come on over and listen to Al Anthony. He has, he gives... How would I say an approach on how to deal with this system, and since they have this system they use against us, I think it's a good idea to be able to understand it and reapply it back towards them where we can. And there's a lot of people that are standing up. So the idea of government has to be addressed locally, as Will Roberts, the late Will Roberts, said, vocally local. Vocal local, that is. So wherever we can approach and make a wrong right, and we want to be able to say it and do it in a more better way and without discussion, I don't think we can hope to do that. I have some questions I wonder that if you might be able to answer. There's at first they were saying that Lavoie Finicum was shot, was it 8 times or 9, and this autopsy is saying 3 shots. Do you have any information on that, Allison?
Negative. I was told the same thing, that it was 9 shots at first, and then the autopsy says 3. You know, everything that's come out about this whole incident has been, it's been all over the place. It's coming down to, you know, what is truth? What are they telling us that's true, and what are the lies? And it seems there's more lies that are coming out than the truth.
Yeah.
That's the world we live in, you know, as y'all know. You have to dig and dig and dig to find truth anymore.
Yeah, there's a lot of information out there, and sometimes you don't get information overload, and sometimes I guess you got to ignore some stuff, which I'm not good at doing. But yeah, I was I was certain that information I had to begin with was correct about being shot 9 times and being shot in the head. The autopsies, let's see, I did save that. I think I did the autopsy PDF, and let me go, I think I did. I'll have to go all the way down here to the bottom to find it. The one bullet that pierced his heart appears to have came down low in upward trajectory, which leads me to wonder if that wasn't him being shot on the ground. Let's see, did I save it? I did not save it. I put it somewhere and I don't remember where. Anyways, oh well, doggone it. But what do you see that's going to come out of this? The FBI investigating itself. These guys information about taking shots and. You think that anything will be resolved, Allison?
Not with the FBI investigating themselves, no. Of course not. We've seen this many times. I just, at this point in time, I mean, anything the federal government says is, you know, bogus.
Yeah.
I mean.
All of it. Every word.
Well, huh?
Yep, pretty much.
Sorry about that interruption.
No, go right ahead. I mean, it's true, you know, everything that they say is pretty much a lie.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm very well aware of that.
And I think the people are waking up to it too, slowly.
Not where I live.
Well, there's a lot of folks talking. I don't know where it's going to go. Hopefully, you know, people can stand together and put aside the differences that we have and realize we're all in it together. But
oh, yeah. I mean, they're attacking all of us the same way, you know.
No, I haven't been there in 4 years, over four now, and I don't remember it the way I hear it today.
Have you heard of this guy, Judge Darby, on Facebook? I just found him yesterday.
Yeah, isn't he the one that went for the common law courts in Oregon?
Oh, is that who it is? Okay.
I believe so.
Yeah, it makes sense by his post in here. What are they calling this? He's got a contact here. There it is. To uphold the sworn oath to the original Constitution. And there's my brother posting. He's been quiet lately. Anyway, so let me jump back over here and... RealLibertyMedia.com chat. I'm really off today, y'all. I've been feeling real bad this morning, and so my head is very foggy to match it, I guess. So I'm not really doing a very good job engaging today with you, Allison. You know, my apologies for that. But as I say, the show goes on, right?
You do your slip thing very well.
I did pull up the autopsy. I did pull up the autopsy findings. Gunshot wound to the left shoulder, gunshot wound to the left upper back and chest, and a gunshot wound to the right lower back, abdomen, and chest.
Yeah, you know, that's the one they say that went up to through the heart. So to be standing and for it to go upward does not... ring any truth there. I mean, that he'd have to be laying down for that to have happened. It'd have been on the ground, it seems to me. Are you seeing where
Yeah, that's the way it would seem to me, too.
Well, now they they're saying that it was justifiable homicide by the cops, that he was threatening. But who was threatening to start with? I think that they were in fear of their life. He starts off before he takes off there that he said he's going to talk to the sheriff over in Grant County and for them to come along. For me, I think that would have been what they should have done. I was listening. Cowboy gave me, it was a good hour, I think 20 minutes of video on YouTube last night. It was a pretty good conversation. And they could have allowed him going on to that meeting, and then when they come back to the resource center there, they could have barred entry and made arrests. They could have called them and said, hey, won't y'all come on out here? We've got warrants for you, and we need to take you in. And I'm pretty sure that there wouldn't have been no shootout over that. Certainly a lot better ways that could have been handled. What's your what do you think, Allison? Why did they carry it out like I did, you reckon?
I don't know. It's very interesting how he stopped there, and then he decided he was going to keep going. And it seemed like, they were set up to ambush him. I don't know why they carried it out the way they did. They had numerous times they could have arrested these guys without incident, but yet they chose to do it this way. Makes no sense to me.
No, it doesn't. Just put a heavy boot down. That's the only thing I can figure. It appears to me that, they set the public opinion there for to accept it to come down like that, and I think that's probably why they waited as long as they did. There's been some folks say that they didn't want that meeting to happen over there. They wanted to stop the teachings. Now, I wonder why they're keeping them in solitary confinement, protective custody. For what reason is that? Forgot who gave me that information. I think it was Cowboy Tech again. There was some little Guantanamo Bay prisons here inside the federal prison system where people are held with special they're monitoring their communications and not even allowing, I guess it might call it gag orders on what information they're allowed to release, and they're talking about doing this with the in this case. So wow, I mean, you talk about Gestapo. This is it's so defining to me, and I'm not seeing why people are missing this. What would you suppose is preventing people from becoming aware and being able to, speak out against this?
Well, like I said, when you get all this information, and it's all over the place and it's not accurate, you have to dig for the truth. It's hard for people to get behind that. it was 8 or 9 shots. Now it's 3 shots, just things like that. It's, we're not getting accurate information. So therefore it's hard for the public to follow something that, keeps changing. That's my opinion.
Yeah. It makes sense. There's plenty of techniques, I guess. I know too that, anytime that you get something put together, there'll be somebody come in to infiltrate and try to run amok with the good involved. Always have to be on guard.
Yeah, and I believe we've talked about that too before, Vince. How we know that there were informants involved in the situation, and that too keeps people from getting at the truth.
Yeah. Bunch of lies, that's for sure. I want to talk on that. It's all about lies.
And some will say that the government's trying to make us mad, that they're trying to get us to rise up.
Yeah. There is that. People that you know, are looking forward to blood in the streets, boy, I don't think they've studied much history, because it'll be everybody against everybody when it happens, struggling to survive.
Yeah, and that's why it's so important, like you said, to start at your local level and get to know your community. And, you know, there's things that you can do at a community level. Make sure your people do gardens for themselves, you know, so they have food. Make sure that they're prepared. They have water. They have communications, you know, things like that.
Gardening used to be a way of life, but even out here in the country, it's surprising how few people put a garden in anymore. I grew up, you know, my grandma canning, my grandpa putting in a garden with a team of mules, pulling a plow. Now you buy treadmills and a riding lawnmower. And get your groceries at Walmart.
Yes, indeed.
Not me.
Yeah, you have to stroll for yours, don't you?
Oh, hell yeah. But I don't go to Walmart.
I think they should open a Walmart in Denmark just for you.
Well, no, that would kill Cirque's lifelong dream to go to Walmart in America and watch people.
Well, thankfully, in the meantime, you've got Facebook posted. If you'd only open a Facebook account.
No, I've been kicked off there too many times, so nah, I quit. The last time they kicked me off, I just stayed away.
There's Mr. Beefy. The in-truck video doesn't lie. You can hear and see multiple shots from different angles. Yeah.
Yeah, in the long run, okay, my question is this. What fucking business do these people have shooting at anybody, period? They stopped them before that. I saw the guy talking to the cops, and apparently they let him go, so what?
No, they drove away, yeah.
There you go. So why the shooting? Yeah, no, something's not right somewhere.
Why didn't anybody else get shot?
See, now half the people will say, oh, that's just a good thing that's all that happened. And that's as far as they're ever going to go with that thought. They're going to quit thinking about it.
I mean, didn't Ryan Payne jump out? Why didn't they shoot at him?
There you go. Something's not right. Whatever the answer is, it's not logical, and it doesn't just pop out and make sense. So there's a problem.
Have you looked at any of the... Go ahead.
The whole thing was a problem when you have them saying that, you know, they're taking over a government building, but yet they're traveling around everywhere, you know, freely. They weren't impeded. They weren't stopped, you know. Why at that point did they decide now's the time to stop them? You know, it doesn't make any sense.
Somebody must have got some more free land. Makes plenty of sense.
There's definitely a lot of corruption in the court system. These people involved all the way back to the Hammonds. Lots of cronyism and such going on.
Oh, yeah, they're taking up land everywhere. BLM's after numerous acres on the Texas-Oklahoma border right now, too.
Mm-hmm, along the river.
Mm-hmm, it's everywhere.
Have you looked at any of the, there's people saying conspiracy theories on this from... LaVoy was not shot, and they're all operatives and this and that. Other people didn't even believe they were real people, the Bundys even, which is just more the narrative. Have you seen or looked at much of that?
Yeah, I've heard a lot of that. You know, that LaVoy was a plant, that he, you know, that he didn't really get shot. That, like I said, there were several people, supposedly informants, inside there. You know, I'd really wish Tom would have come on today. He was there, you know, inside. He would be able to give us a lot of insight into what actually took place in there.
A lot of people are saying that LaVoie did not have a 9mm, and but I according to firsthand, well, secondhand to me, but since he's not saying it, I'm not going to say who it is. But I was told that he did know that LaVoie did have a 9mm, and I take that as reliable. Of course, you all can't, because I'm not saying who, but you and I both know who it is. And but I, like I said, without him saying it for himself, I won't say who. Now, supposedly it was carried in a shoulder holster, which it would be under the left-hand side of his, you know, his arm. They said it was in a pocket. That doesn't make a lot of sense. That it would be carried in an inside pocket. And I looked at some video of his jacket, and it didn't appear to be any sag in there when he's getting out of the truck there, and went into super slow mo there. But that was the showing some of the shots.
Well, in my opinion, I do not believe he had a gun. And the only reason I say that is because if he intended to have a fight, he would have come out of the truck with his gun ready. And again, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, I think, I don't think it was like he was suicide by cop or a death wish or anything like that. His point was that, you know, y'all are going to do what you're going to do. And so do it. And he was willing to, you know, let his life and death be a testimony to the just the outright thuggery that the government, you know, they're, man, it just boggles my mind with how far they've gone. I mean, it's just out in the open now. It's declaration's been made. You know, if you you protest other than in a free speech zone, you're apt to be killed. You'll certainly be kidnapped and held without communication, if that's what they want to do, too.
Right, and yeah. If they can do that to him, they can do that to any of us.
Yeah.
Ouch. That sounds...
And, yeah, Taco, in chat, the night when the refuge protesters turned themselves in, they said LaVoie's pistol was with them there. So... I think I do recall it. Thanks. Yeah, it's definitely cover up, and they the well, I get the that's funny, hostage rescue team. What role do they play in who was the hostage? Yeah, so they fire on the truck and don't report it, and then their buddies that they work with, they're covered up with them. So, but still called justifiable. If he was fearing for his life, Oregon law says that he could have fired on them. So, I mean, who was a real threat here? I don't believe that any of the protesters were, certainly not.
Well, I agree. It would be, he would be justified if he returned fire, quite honestly.
Flash, you don't have much use for guns, though, right?
Well, not only that, I live in another country. But even back home, if I wanted a gun, I'd just go buy one. I didn't go through all that rigmarole you guys talk about. Why, is it relevant? Oh, you mean today? Not, you know, living gun-free now, or what?
Well, mostly for tomorrow, I guess, would be my question.
Oh, well, I don't see the necessity of a gun. I mean, if I wanted to kill somebody bad enough, I think I'd have the guts to just walk up and do it with my bare hands, or try to. I don't see what I need a gun to do it for. because I didn't want to get hurt doing it. I mean, doesn't seem like a tough guy weapon to me.
So that'd be your definition of what guns used for?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it was a firearm, would it be considered commerce?
Well, legally, yeah. According to what I've read and what I've listened to on Hal's show.
Right.
Behind the woodshed.
That's where I got that lesson from. Mm.
Yeah, and knowing these things, as wonderful as it all is, doesn't help anything.
What does? What would help?
What would help? If people would suddenly be struck with the urge to tell the fucking truth in all their affairs and not live the way they do, we'd be in a better position. But everything is based on a lie that we do in commerce and in society and in all our behavior and all our actions.
You sound passionate about it.
Well, I've been around for 50-something years now, man. And I must be doing something right because I got a young wife, a nice place to live in a very quiet part of the world. So I'm doing good. And then I, you know, go on the show with you and I hear the horror stories from America. And it's the last place you expect to hear horror stories from when you're overseas.
You made Walter quit the chat because you cussed.
Oh, sorry. Oops. Oh, well. You asked me a question and I answered it. So you should have...
Now I'm giving you a hard time.
Oh, I don't... I guess... Well, you asked me about the gun thing. I mean, I think, what difference does it make?
Well, because they're saying that because they were armed, that made it something different.
No, that's a load of shit. No, when cops are pointing guns at you, it don't matter if you're armed or not. They don't care. They're just pretending. They're talking shit. I've had American cops pointing guns in my face plenty of times. I wasn't armed when they did it.
Don't make any sudden moves.
Right, but see, if I had been armed, I wouldn't be here talking about the time the cops pulled their weapons on me, an unarmed civilian, you know. And I'm such a big threat anyway.
Wow.
It's a touchy subject because... We've all been raised with that bullshit about, oh, it's in the Constitution, and oh, it's a right, and all this horse shit. And all it is a really fucking brilliant marketing scheme to sell a product that nobody in their fucking right mind would buy if they knew any better. But, you know, to each his own. I'm sure there's people that really do like heroin, you know? There's a market for anything you put a price on. And the gun is just one of the most popular things going on right now. I wonder what it'll be in 20 years.
It'll probably be over with 20 years.
You think? And what are they going to kill us all off in the middle or?
Well, we're being killed off right now. It's slow kill.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Assaulted like, on every level.
Like the medicine shit. That's the. I mean, between the banking and the medicine, you guys are cornered. You got nowhere to go. Because one of those two is going to crush you in the end. You know, take all your assets and. These people are brilliant. This game is designed to fucking kill, and it does. It does it very well too, and. It's got participation from the slaves that it needs to keep it going. It's brilliant.
Cheering it on, right?
Well, you got to eat, right? So people have been convinced over a couple of, 60 years, that they need the government to protect them from the evils across the water.
Yeah, not to mention the water.
Yeah, water too, huh?
Oh, yeah, Rome. There you go. Fuck. There's so much. Everything is... Wow. See, you live in terror in America now. I mean, that's the way I'm looking at it. Everything's a threat. Everything's uncomfortable. It used to be a wonderful place. I grew up there. But I don't, listening to the radio all the time as I do, and I don't want to go home. Which is really a shame because I got such, you know, deep roots there.
I think a lot of it is we've gone away from the ability to self-govern, honestly.
How is that even possible when you think about it, right? It's the same as me telling Vince what to do from where I'm sitting, right? And if Vince doesn't want to do it, well, he says, no, Lou, I'm not going to do that. And that's the way I look at government. But people have taken it to a level of reality, this group joint insanity, I call it, society. And they've taken it to a level it doesn't truly exist on. They're dealing in trillions of dollars in debt, and just fantasies that can never be undone. So they need to be destroyed. And the dependency on the very thing that keeps you enslaved it's a cycle. You can't break out of it. There's no way out of this game.
Not unless you stop playing it.
Well, there's no way to stop playing it and still live. I mean, in a comfortable living inside electricity, inside plumbing life, it requires funds. People don't barter with you anymore.
Yeah, food for sure. There,
you got to eat. You got to live inside. You got to take care of the things that you like, and to do these things, you have to be involved in this fucking game, whether you want to be in it or not. I've been in it my whole life, and I haven't enjoyed any of that. I cringe every time I got to do it. Well, I see that cheered everybody up.
Yeah. It's chilly and rainy here. Well, it's not raining present, but.
You've got a better recall of Hal, right? I've listened to Hal for a while now, but he's hard for me to reproduce. His logic and mine are different. And if I was home, I could see how what he says on the radio could help me. But being this far away and this isolated, it's great knowledge to have, but I can't ever use it.
I actually, this morning, UCY.TV every morning, 7 o'clock my time here, Central. Hal plays for 2 hours. And I think this morning was the first time I think I've heard a rebroadcast that I'd not heard before. But every time I re-listen, I pick up a little bit more. It's at least easier for me to understand and to be able to sometimes translate it into my own thoughts.
Right. Cowboy Tech up here says he uses barter as much as possible. Well, right. I've relocated to another, another corporation, and the corporation that owns my paperwork, I don't own in anything that they want. They don't want to tax nothing I have because I don't have anything. So it makes me invisible to travel and do whatever I want. I'm actually making being poor work for me in a way.
There's a guy in L.A. that he's been fined, I think it's up to $100,000 for being homeless.
I thought that was in Canada. I heard it yesterday, too.
I thought it was in California.
In L.A., too. Yeah, L.A. and Canada. Yeah, they got, like, accumulated that much debt and tickets. And who does he owe it to? That's the best part of it. Where does fine money go? What is this? You know, what does this entity do with that fund? What you were talking about at the very beginning? If you just look at everything and just figure it's the opposite of what you're seeing, that's probably going to be the truth. It's a terrible position to be in life, you know.
What are some of the things that you do, Allison, for withdrawing where you can?
Well, like I said, you can start by having your own garden. You can set up other your neighbors to garden too. Barter and trade, you know, your veggies or your herbs with one another. That's just a small thing, but you know, it's a start. And I do believe it starts at a community level, like I said. You know, there's a guy, Corey Watkins. He has Texas Freedom Grounds. He's trying to set up a patriot community to do that, to help people get solar, to help people have chickens and, you know, gardens so they can trade amongst each other. That's where it starts.
Yeah, I think we ought to seek independence where we can for sure. I have my gardening project underway. Now it's all a big muddy mess right now. But we've got rain, I think, till end of the weekend.
Well, is it true that the city governments are cracking down on gardening?
Yes.
Okay. Because I mean, all I've seen is video links. You know, I've only been away for 4 years, right? And I rely on the internet for anything that I find out to actually have happened. And just because you see it on the news or on a link doesn't really mean it's real either.
Right.
Well, I still depend on human voice for a yes or no, you know. So I guess there's hope for me after all. I'm still listening to my peers. You know, maybe I don't listen to government and law and all that crap, but, you know, my peers have a place in my decision making. You know, and I'm one of these people that I don't believe that I need another man's written word and his signature to give me any fucking thing. And I'm apparently one of the few because they go, well, we have a constitution and a bill of rights. And they say, I don't care. And it seems to set people off in a negative way, like, whoop-dee. I mean, if I wrote something down on a piece of paper, I'm 6'4", it doesn't make me 6'4". It just means I wrote it on a paper. And I take that whole law thing right down to that, is I don't care. I'm not hurting you. You're not hurting me. Then there's nothing to worry about. And I've been police and antagonistic free since like 1998.
Right, because a piece of paper doesn't give us our rights. Our creator gives us our rights.
Right, but I made up my mind I don't know how to really go into the details of it, but at that period of my life, I made a conscious decision to just not be bothered with all this bullshit. The laws and the police, leave me alone, and they've left me alone. I haven't been stopped or harassed, and I've been in 4 countries since I made the decision. And no matter where I go, the cops are nice to me, and I go on my way. And the first 25 years were not like that. So I think it's a state of mind that the police look for. They look for victims. And once they have you in their little clutches, it's harder to get out than it is to get in.
Yeah, you don't want them to get out of you for sure.
No, there's so many ways to get lost in that system, in the fines and all that other shit. They just try to own you for the rest of your life. It's just another business, just like the DMV or the IRS.
And exactly, I think right. That's all it is, a bunch of corporations.
Right, but what I'm saying for myself, you know, not for anybody else, you guys live however you want to live. I don't really care. Just don't do nothing to each other and don't do nothing to me, right? But the government that you live under, the one that owns my paperwork, they're brutal. Man, these are some brutal pricks. These guys are killing, now they're killing their own to take land. I mean, Christ, they ran out of Indians? What the hell's going on?
Ran out of Indians.
So now they're eating their own. I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. I mean, how many generations back did that family go that that guy got killed? Think about stuff like that. I mean, it wasn't like they drifted in from Wyoming and set up 2 weeks before. They had roots there. So something, and I live in a small community now, so I'm getting, you know, I came from a big city life, and now I'm really at the end of my days, I'm starting to understand the dynamics of a small community, and I'm looking at this guy here that got shot thinking, well, he was one of those small town kind of people, and the whole thing doesn't make any sense. Why did they shoot him? Because they wanted to. But then you go, well, why? What's behind that? And once people start lying about anything, whatever you hear after you've identified your first lie is just blah, blah, blah. And I don't think our minds are designed to process this shit the way that, that it's sent out to us. Something's wrong somewhere. And the senders know it.
Circle made it to chat. Hi, Circle. And Grammy, you can have all the rain you want.
Ouch. Cowboys got problems. What's that about? Oh, okay. Well, you know, Juana Taco made a comment to me, and, yeah, well, I mean, in my mind, that's all it is. It doesn't have any more value than a cup of coffee. You know, I'm going to drink and it's gone, and I'm going to piss it out and it's over. So, you know, it's just enjoying where I'm at the moment. One day I just realized it doesn't involve all that make-believe banking and driver's licenses and registration. Fuck it. I bartered my way through my whole life. Traded my talents for great returns came from the things that I enjoyed because I'm an artist. And I've been lucky. And some people call it bragging, but fuck, I don't really have much to complain about. So when I hear my people back home are going, hey, man, you can't even do this anymore, I start to wonder why. It doesn't make sense to some part of me. I grew up in California, and I cannot understand a free speech zone in L.A. What the hell is that?
Great. Well, I'm complaining. I feel like bad today, really bad. I'm not able to carry on a very good conversation.
But outside of not engaging in the game, I mean, what things are there that you can do that make a difference? They hurt you in the long run because of their, it makes life more difficult to not use a car. But I haven't owned a car in a long, long time. And I just adapted to not having one instead of going out and getting one. Well, I see that inspired quite a few ideas. How can we emulate the, let's see. I don't know. It's a tough life right now, man, for a lot of people. And wow, it almost sounds like 1984 came to life for real. Yeah, cowboy knows.
Allison, I apologize to you. This is the worst conversation I've ever had, I believe.
Ouch, thanks.
I think my stomach is attached to my brain, and it's clouded.
It's all good. I think we're having a good conversation, actually.
Good.
What state do you live in?
I live in Texas.
Texas. The way that America is divided into 50 states is that's another brilliant scheme, by the way. And you're all controlled by a little bitty 10-square-mile place.
Yep.
How ignorant, how can somebody be that gullible and that
and
ignorant?
And that 10 square miles isn't even a part of the United States.
That's right. And then when you do the when you do the homework on the birth certificate and the straw man, and you find out all these illegal fucking things they've done with the banking, fractional reserve banking. I mean, wow. This thing was designed to do exactly what it's doing.
Yeah, because there's no way of paying it back. I mean, you can't pay back something that's, you know, loaned on interest.
No, no, you can't pay back something that doesn't exist.
Right, and it's not backed by anything.
Well, beyond that, they print enough for the debt, but they don't print enough for the interest on the debt. So what, 100 years of banking plus whatever other transactions? I mean, think about it. That's astronomical. But they never put the interest to all that money into the system. So it's so deep, it would probably take a room full of computers to figure it out.
And it is fictional because, as you've pointed out, you can get everything you want without having to pay money.
Oh, yeah. There you go. It's all plastic and digits on a computer. So, wow. Welcome home. And the slave driving it is the people, the backbone of the people that do it. And they seem to think that if they don't do it, they're going to lose something. And I have a whole nother outlook on that one. See, the illusion of this world order crap keeps people like slaves, just working and not complaining and just doing what they're told. Complying
working
with
and
the,
spending, working and spending.
Yeah, yeah. And there's lots of, don't let them fool you. There's lots of people that have on paper lots of assets. Well, if the electricity went down for 3 or 4 days, what would their assets be worth when they needed to eat again?
My electricity's been down for over 3 weeks out here one winter after an ice storm.
Yeah, but you're not a rich guy living, you know, expecting somebody to draw your bath for you, you know, because the water might burn you or something. You know, like the Queen of England has somebody hired, just one person. Their job is to run her bath.
You think?
I've seen it in the, when I was in Scotland, I seen in the, whatever media they have over there, I was watching. Yeah.
Hey, yeah, we got a visit from Scotland, matter of fact, over at the Yellow site there, the What Matters Worldwide.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm wondering who it is.
You're growing.
I think I might know who it is, but I ain't for sure. I'll have to ask. So there's the globe over there as it comes up. I'm going to enlarge it. I'll grab this real quick. Why don't you guys hop over for a visit?
Okay, Dr. well.
Dr. Carpenter's came online. We need to get her back on and see how things are coming along with her. Dr. Carpenter, y'all remember her, who is facing prison time for relieving people of their cancers. There it is. Let's see how many flags pop up. And we've got Ecuador on the map. Hey, look, Mexico. Awesome. Check that out. There's one I did not see before. It's brand new down in Mexico. And look, New Zealand and Australia down under, Malaysia, Hong Kong, South Africa, and where? Look, let me get back to Europe. There it is. I on in Scotland, Mike.
No, that's no wrong.
I know. Oh, there it is. Okay. Oh my God, where is Bologna at? So Bulgaria. There is Portugal, there's London, jolly old London, and right up there is Scotland.
Hey, Allison, somebody in the RLM is asking, who are you?
Who
RLM RLM 98955, who is the female voice?
So I think Allison.
There you go.
There you have it.
Allison Fye, I live in Texas. I do. I have my own Facebook group. I am out trying to teach knowledge. Get acquainted with people all over the United States. You know, try to figure this mess out. That's what I'm doing.
What answer have you come up with?
Basically, you know, what I said earlier is we let all these things divide us that are minuscule and at the end of the day don't really matter. I've said this many a time, you know, you'll have a rally and they'll say, let's, you know, get under the flag. Well, what if people don't back the flag? They're not included. I mean, there's just so many things, you know. Let's unite under the Bible. Well, that leaves the people that don't believe out. I mean, there's just so many things that, you know, we could do better.
I see you, Kansas.
We're not all going to agree on the same things, but at the end of the day, we're all fighting the same evil, you know. That's where we're at.
I see Colby, Kansas on the map. Hey, looky there. I popped over to UCY. There is Dodie.
We have to find a way to get past all the things that they use to divide us on purpose.
Yep. Hey, wow, I just looked up. It's a couple minutes to the hour. So I'm going to stop this recording and reset another one for the next hour. We've got Dana Martin coming in, unschooling. So I think if I can form any thoughts, I might be able to have a conversation. We'll see how that goes. I don't really know. Thanks for coming along, Allison. We'll have to do this again on a better day.
Yeah, we sure will. Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much.
Y'all have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.